Please be seated. Good morning. So if you'll remember, several weeks ago, when it was Trinity Sunday, I spoke about the idea that when we are speaking of the divine, something that is so big and sort of inexplicable, that we often have to use images, right? That's why we use Father, Son, Holy Spirit, all of the images of the Trinity, that kind of thing, because words fail us. Well, as it turns out, Jesus agrees with me. He used parables. He used parables to explain these large concepts, and particularly the idea of the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is so vast and so rich that you can't simply explain it as a professor would list, you know, these are the attributes sort of thing. So he uses parables, picture stories. And one of the ones that he uses most often, one of the images to talk about the kingdom of God and the richness of the kingdom of God, has to do with images of growth, right? Planting seeds, growing seeds, harvesting, trees, you know, nurturing, all of those kinds of things. And I think there's two reasons for that. The first is his audience would get it, right? These are people who lived very close to the earth. They knew the rhythms of the seasons, and they knew about growth and harvest and planting and all of those, so that those stories would resonate with them. But I think it also speaks to the ever-creative nature of God. That God is constantly, the nature of God and the nature of the kingdom of God is constantly creating. So today we have two parables about seeds and about growing and planting. And in the first one, we hear that the kingdom of God is like, that's how they often start, the kingdom of God is like. He says, it's like someone who goes out and plants seeds and then goes to bed and wakes up and goes to bed and wakes up and tends to the seeds and they grow. And he doesn't know how it happens, but it does. And then he harvests them. And that the earth produces of itself. We often use that term in our everyday vernacular, that you're planting a seed in someone, or you're planting a seed, or you're planting an idea, that kind of thing. I think of all of the people who understand this concept the best, it would have to be teachers, right? They have children for a time, and they plant seeds in them, seeds of knowledge, seeds of kindness, of belonging. And then they have to trust and trust that it's going to grow, and that child goes on to another teacher, another school, and the teacher often doesn't know what the harvest would be. They have to trust that. They have planted those seeds. But I think that the beauty and the miracle of this story is that this inert little seed transforms. It's this miracle transformation of really nothingness, small, tiny mustard seed, this transformation into what God meant for it to be, into its fullest potential. But all of that miracle, it begins in the dirt, in the dark. There have been nights in my life when I have laid in bed, not sleeping, that have been so dark that I'm not just sure how I'm going to get out of bed the next day and face the day. There have been seasons in my life that have felt so dark that it has felt impossible to see the light at the end of the tunnel. When that seed is planted, it is alone and in the dark. But Jesus tells us that in the kingdom of God, growth and miracles happen in the dark. I have to think there's not a person in this room who has not experienced a dark time in their life, either personally, in relationships, even in our community, and really even in our country. Times in our country right now feel very, very dark. They feel very divisive. They feel very angry. We are living during a time when children, our own children, have to sit in their classrooms and think about and plan exit strategies to get out of the school in case an attack happens. We are living during a time when suicide rates are on the rise. We are living during a time when people of color and people who are different are openly and blatantly made to feel less than people, less than the children of God that they are. And we are living in a time when we are so entrenched in fear as a country that not only are we not allowing people who are fleeing a war to seek asylum in our country, we are taking their children away from them and putting them in warehouses and cages. That is a moral corruption and depravity, and it is akin to the Japanese internment camps and to slavery. Now, am I preaching politics right now? No, I am preaching morality. This is wrong. Someday, our children, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren, they will learn of this time in their social studies class. And they will ask what we have done. What was your part in this? What did you do? How did you react during the time when all of this was happening? And we have to consider very carefully, how will we answer them? It feels like very dark times. In the end, a seed is really just plant fibers and potential. In order for it to bear fruit, it must be placed in the dirt, and certain things, certain elements must be present, right? Water, warmth, food. In the kingdom of God, growth, miracles, can happen in the darkest times and places, but only if certain things are present. The willingness to change, to grow. Faith in the fact that not only is God bigger than the darkness, God is there with us in the darkness. Our darkest times in our life, personally, professionally, our community, and yes, our darkest times in our country, are opportunities for growth. They are opportunities to show the kingdom of God. But we as individuals and as a country have to be willing to change. We cannot stay that inert seed. We have to take an active role in our own growth. We have to see our own potential as God sees it. And we have to have faith that as we dwell in dark times, God is at work, creating, nurturing, changing, building, until at last we burst forth from the darkness, reaching toward the light and becoming the kingdom of God. Amen.